Brett Kavanaugh, Thomas Hardiman, Raymond Kethledge, and Amy Coney Barrett. Names you might not know, but one of those names you're going to definitely know as of tonight. That is when President Trump will be making his announcement as to who he nominates to join the Supreme Court, of course, replacing outgoing Justice Kennedy. And joining us this morning is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers from the White House. Karen, he is playing this one close to the vest, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. I mean, he's not giving clues as to who is in the top of that top tier. The president said yesterday that he was getting close to making his final decision. He said all four contenders were excellent and he can't go wrong. And he kind of gave himself a bit of a self-imposed deadline of midday today when he said he would decide before announcing tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time here at the White House.
And that's kind of a Donald Trump type of event, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Made for TV in a way.
Yeah, and this is how he did it last year with Neil Gorsuch. You know, he had a primetime event. There were a lot of solid reports of who he was going to pick, but the president didn't tweet it. It didn't leak out of the White House in a way that people felt comfortable going forward because the president really was changing his mind a lot. And we're told that that was the same case this weekend in New Jersey when he was huddling with senior staff and family and friends as he decided how to narrow this down and make his final pick.
Which one would you say is the most moderate of the three?
I think it's tough to tell because it depends on the issue. And, you know, some you don't have specific public comments about Roe v. Wade, Raymond Kethledge and Tom Hardiman, for example. You know, it depends on the issue, but certainly this pick will be likely very consequential. It could shape the balance of the court for decades to come. And the president is very well aware of how significant this decision is. He said recently that after War and Peace, it's the most important decision a president can make. Just a few seconds ago, he tweeted, "I have long heard the most important decision a U.S. president can make is the selection of a Supreme Court justice."
We are talking with Karen Travers, ABC News correspondent at the White House this morning. This is one of those deals, we talked about this last week, where he's not only going to face some opposition, of course, from the Democrats, but a couple people in his party. Any one of these picks seem to be leaning more towards the Susan Collins of the Senate?
You know, everybody is talking in broad brushstrokes about what they would think about a potential candidate. But I think everybody has to remember it's all hypothetical until the president announces the name. I mean, like, certainly everybody wants to do the math and figure out where the votes are and what Susan Collins might do and what Lisa Murkowski might do. There's a lot of speculation that ultimately they will vote for the president's nominee. I think the other important thing to remember is that there were three Democrats last year who voted for Neil Gorsuch. They're all from states the president won big in 2016, and they're all up for re-election this fall.
Is the president feeling any pressure to put another woman on the high court?
You know, I think there's talk that he would like to, a conservative woman, to balance out the liberals. But I don't know if it's any pressure. The president certainly isn't indicating that publicly.
All right. Karen Travers at the White House. Thanks a lot, Karen. Appreciate it.
Thank you.